The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, across the Talkstar Radio Network affiliates, across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, 20 Asian countries, and now in Europe. Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That's 1-877-528-8255. Email xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our two websites, xzoneradio.com and xzonestore.com. My guest this hour is Jay Cairns, and Jay is in St. Catharines, Ontario. That's where the X-Zone was for many years at 610 CKTV and the most haunted radio station in the world, located at 128th Street in St. Catharines. And Jay, welcome to the X-Zone.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Jay, you worked at Fort George.
Yes, I did. I started working there in 2001, and it's been sort of on and off, like volunteer work and paid work since then.
So you know my good friend Kyle Upton?
Oh, of course I do.
He's a great guy.
He is a pretty good guy.
Super
I love his
guy.
Tours and stuff like that.
Now, have you seen anything while you worked at Fort George, which has a history rich in the War of 1812 and the beautiful little town of Niagara-on-the-Lake, where every pub, every bar, every hotel, every theater is haunted?
It's kind of weird. Like working there, and during the day especially, you don't really feel all that much, except for when you go towards the back of the fort. Now, that tunnel back there, it always has a sort of eerie feeling. But then again, it is a tunnel. It's underground. It's dark. Even in the daytime, it's almost pitch black in there if there weren't lights. But, yeah, it's kind of weird to be in an area. I mean, you got to understand that, you know, during the war, you know, that entire town was burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
And the women and children and old people and stuff like that, they froze to death. So you're talking about an area where there was a lot of, you know, upset and turmoil and just sadness. So it doesn't surprise me, as well as the soldiers that would have died around this area. You know, it doesn't surprise me that the area is extremely haunted.
As most areas are that are rich in history, where there have been a lot of battles and a lot of deaths, just like Gettysburg, just like Queenston Heights, yes, that's another place.
Yep.
Old Fort Henry in Kingston, mm-hmm. and many of the battlefields across Canada where there were a significant loss of life, and this is found everywhere. But being that you worked at the Fort George in Niagara-on-the-Lake, who is the most famous spirit that still resides be in the confines of that old fort?
I can't remember his exact name. I know it starts with a C, maybe Calvin, or I know he's in Blockhouse 2 in the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a little girl, a little blonde girl that's been seen following Kyle Upton around the tours. She's wearing like a white dress and stuff like that. And I believe that there's actually, they found the gravestone of her.
Wasn't her name Sarah?
I think Sarah, yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know, I haven't been on the tours in quite a while, unfortunately.
Now, you and I have to take a two-minute commercial break. Please stand by, Jay. Jay Kerins is our very special guest. We're going to be talking about ghosts of Fort George in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. Now, if you've ever been to Fort George and you'd like to share an experience with us, give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. And that would be a beautiful destination for anyone coming up from our neighbors in the United States who are driving through, coming through Niagara Falls, Ontario on their way to Toronto. You can't miss it. It says Niagara on the Lake. Follow that road. It's a beautiful little town. Super food, great accommodations. And, of course, a great place to visit, especially if you're into the paranormal. My name's Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone. We'll be back on the other side of this break as we continue from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Bill walked me to my door last night, and he said, "Before I go, there's something about our love affair that I have a right to know." I said, "Let's not stand out here like this. What would the neighbors think? Why don't we just step inside, and I'll fix us both a drink."
Imagine being a guy whose name is Bill when that song came out. My God. 1-877-528-8255, toll free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. Jay Kerins is our special guest. And Jay, going through the, I've gone on a number of the tours with Kyle, and the back tunnel that you're talking about, it didn't that have something to do with a magazine where they used to keep the powder?
Yeah, well, that's actually the only original building on site for where Fort George is. Now, the way you see it today isn't exactly how it would have looked back during the War of 1812. So that building is the only authentic building still existing from the original fort.
Now, tell us about the experiences that you yourself have had in that fort.
Okay, well, I guess I first want to like let people know that you know, I don't work at Fort George right now, and I'm not doing this to sort of promote the like the ghost tours or anything like that. Like, if people want to go on it, then that would be great. But I just want to say I'm not, you know, working there. But I guess to start off, I was a skeptic, but I always was sort of interested in the paranormal and things like that. And it was actually my first summer working there, and I was asked if I wanted to work during the fall. Now, I don't know if many people have been there during the fall, but there's almost sometimes like 10 people, like 10 visitors in the entire day. You know, it's just cold and people don't want to be out there and stuff like that. So I was stationed in the center blockhouse, the middle, big, long, the largest building in on the fort.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there by myself, and I was playing solitary on the cards. Now, during the fall, we had the one side of the building locked off because there weren't so many visitors. There wasn't no point of having it open. So I knew that half of the building was locked off. Now, the only way to get upstairs was to go past me up wooden stairs and, you know, sort of rummage around up there. So I was sitting right beside those stairs. I knew that no one got past me. And out of nowhere, I just started hearing really light footsteps at first, but then they slowly got louder and louder, and then I realized that it was actually doing a perimeter of the upstairs of the building. I sat there for about 5 minutes, and I'll be honest, I was frozen stiff. Like, I couldn't explain it because it was so definite, like heel toe, heel toe, heel toe, and it was going right above my head.
Mm.
I was pretty scared about it, and so I sat there, and then three of my friends, who also worked at the fort, they came in to relieve me, and they saw me sitting there all white-faced with this, with my mouth open and stuff like that, and I was sort of, you know, looking at them, and they looked at me, and they said, Jay, what's the matter? And then they realized, who's upstairs? Because normally the upstairs is, it's closed to the public. It's just a bunch of bunk beds that they use for, like, overnight programs and stuff like that for, you know, students to go and
right.
live the life of a soldier and stuff like that. So normally there isn't supposed to be anybody up there. They knew that the fort was pretty quiet that day, and they asked me, and I told them, I no one's up there. I don't think anyone's up there. So they sort of gave me this funny look, and we were sort of like, oh, okay. And my one friend was sort of intrigued by it, so he ran to the other side of the building, opened it up, and there's a staircase that goes to the upstairs from that side of the building, and there's one from where I said I was sitting beside that someone would have had to get past me to get up there. So two of us were on one side, the one guy ran over to the other side, and then the girl went over to him, and we decided to yell at each other when we were going to start walking up the stairs because we wanted to see what it was. We were obviously intrigued. We heard all the stories about the ghosts and stuff like that. So we started walking up, and we could still hear the footsteps as we were slowly going up the stairs. And right when our heads reached the top, we couldn't hear anything. We turned the lights on. We checked the entire place. Two people stayed by. Like, one person stayed at the stairs on the one side. Another person stayed at the stairs on my side. And meanwhile, we walked around and looked. And now up there, the bunk beds, they're the sort of traditional where they're, the boards were lifted up so you can see right down, mm-hmm. right through the bed. So we knew that there was no one hiding underneath the bed. You know, like, we could tell that something weird happened, and we all looked at each other, and we were like, so should we tell anybody? And we really didn't. We were sort of afraid. It was all of our first summer to begin with, so we were sort of like, oh, do we want to be the laughing stock of the summer? Do we want the bosses to sort of look at us weird or think we're just lying to, you know, try and stir up stories and stuff like that? So that was my first experience. Now, nothing really happened other than that. A lot of times I felt like I was being watched. I had one experience where I sort of felt like something was behind me. I turned around. I could have swore I saw a shadow, but it was so quick I could have, like, you know, it could have been the trick of the eye sort of thing. So I sort of put that off to the side. But the next major thing that happened was during an overnight where usually every year there's like a reenactment or that
yes.
sort of thing where yeah. the fort throws that on. And usually the staff stays overnight. We sleep inside the barracks. You know, we sort of have a good night and things like that. And, well, the staff building, now this is a building that doesn't have really that many, you know, reported ghost sightings or any paranormal activity attributed to it. So I never was really afraid of it. It had a weird feeling to it always. It still does, especially now that I experienced something in there. And what I experienced one night was I went up to the staff room. The building was completely quiet because we were all sleeping in the center blockhouse where all the bunk beds are and things like that. So I went up there to get a piece of my kit because I wanted to do some polishing before the reenactment the next day. And something just felt weird. It was quiet. I knew no one was up there because in the change room you can see basically everywhere up there. I grabbed my kit and I started to walk away, and I heard a second set of footsteps. So it sort of got me alerted, and then the footsteps got faster than what I was doing. So I knew that they weren't mine, and I knew that they weren't, I knew that they weren't sort of like an echo effect. So I started to speed up more, and they got louder. And I actually got out the door, and the door slammed behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran, and the door for where the boys' or the men's change room and the stairs to go downstairs is maybe like 6 feet. I think I must have leapt from the door to the stairs, and I must have done like this 6 foot. You know, jump down half the stairs. Just, like, it scared me so much. It was one of those fight-or-flight situations, and I just, I lost it. Like, I am 100% a believer, and I'm totally intrigued by the entire aspect of ghosts, but when it comes down to when actual activity happens around me, I'm usually the kind of chicken that runs away, or I get locked, like, frozen stiff, and I can't move sort of thing. But that was my second experience. And one night on a ghost tour, myself and my girlfriend went with a bunch of people, and we were going through the fort. And I'm sure that you've heard, and if you've talked about this on your show before, about the ghost in Blockhouse 1.
Yes.
Now, he's supposedly an aggressive spirit. He's been reported that he's pushed people over, you know, that kind of activity. But most of the sightings are of him standing in the window watching people move throughout the fort. So we were with the tour, and I didn't see it personally, but my girlfriend swears she saw it. She's seen a man standing in the window, and she didn't say anything until she heard three little girls behind us say, "Daddy, did you see the man in the window?" And so then she turned to me and she said, "Jay, I seen that too." And you know, it kind of creeped us out. And that building has always been like that whole fort, that whole area. I mean, you don't want to go there expecting something to happen. But it always, especially if you start noticing things or you start feeling certain things, it's just a really creepy little place, especially at nighttime, because it's so dark. You can hear the coyotes in the background on some nights and things like that. And it's just a, you know, generally spooky place.
It's especially spooky around Halloween when they do the Halloween tours. Now, Exo Nation, you have to understand that when these tours are happening, the tour guides, all they do is carry a lantern that is lit by a candle. Mm-hmm. And the shadows, the fact that the fort is right on the gorge of the Niagara River, where the Niagara River enters into Lake Ontario. Hundreds of people have lost their lives there. The fort and the surroundings, if you're into ghosts, hauntings, if you're into hauntings, if you want to be part of something rich, entertaining, enlightening, as well as educational, I would strongly suggest going to Fort George, getting a hold of Kyle Upton at Fort George and taking one of his tours. Halloween, they are sold out months ahead of time.
Oh, I agree. It's almost impossible to get your hands on like tickets for Halloween, just because it is a big event. And I mean, I personally haven't been able to even get my hands on tickets, and I've worked there and volunteered there for, well, 6 years now, 6-7 years now. But yeah, there is a reporting that a lot of stuff does happen on the Halloween tour. And of course, you gotta rule out the thought that people are going there to obviously expect something to happen. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking of it's Halloween. Oh, any shadow they see, they're obviously gonna immediately contribute it to being paranormal and stuff like that. But you know, they say that paranormal activity is heightened on that day. So you never really know. Like, I've never personally been on the Halloween tour, but I've heard some pretty good things about it.
Tell me, where did your interest in the paranormal come from?
Actually, it started a very, very long time ago. Now, when I was younger, my older brother passed away of cancer.
And, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've gotten over it. But my mother told me later on in life that she was awoken one night by him, and he said that he was okay and that he wanted her to feel, like, you know, feel better and mm-hmm. not be sad and stuff like that, because she was pretty grief-stricken.
Yes.
As would be expected.
Sure.
And that sort of made me open my eyebrows, like, or, you know, lift up my eyebrow and say that, you know, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. But, you know, it sort of got me intrigued. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as you watch movies, of course, and you see on TV and all those sort of things, I started watching more documentaries, going on the internet, looking at pictures, little things like that. It got me a little bit more intrigued and I was still a little bit of a skeptic because I hadn't experienced anything myself.
You and I have to take a news break at the bottom of the hour, so please stand by, Jay. Oh. Jay Cairns is our special guest. Jay is in St. Catharines, Ontario, the Garden City of the province of Ontario. And to all my friends in St. Catharines who used to listen to us on AM 610 CKTB, hey, everybody, I remember you well, and I do miss St. Catharines. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone, and we'll be back on the other side of this news break as we continue talking about the ghost of Fort George right here on Talkstar.
Hi, this is Eric Rawls of Cosmoverse.com, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Hi, this is Blade Runner, and you are listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, the X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, I'm Laura Sabrin of Cease to Fields Organic Vineyard in Jordan, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, my name is Lady Ashley, the White Witch of Niagara-on-the-Lake, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal talk radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Is our toll-free number. In our next hour, we are going to be having a guest that we had on a couple of weeks ago, Bea Morey. She's going to be joining us. Dougal Fraser was scheduled. Unfortunately, Dougal couldn't make it tonight. He does send his apologies, but he will be back with us in a couple of weeks. So Bea said, yes, she'd love to come on. We had her on a couple of weeks ago. So we're looking forward to having Bea with us again tonight here on the X-Zone. And she'll be doing psychic readings for one and all who gives a call at 1-877-528-8255. Jay Cairns is our special guest, and we're talking about ghosts of Fort George in the beautiful town of Niagara-on-the-Lake, as well as the paranormal. And, Jay, thanks very much for joining us tonight. It's great talking to somebody from the old hometown.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Jay, before we went to the commercial break, we were I had asked you where your interest in the paranormal came in. And you were telling us about, you know, how your mom received a message from the other side from your brother who had passed away.
Yes.
How did that spark your interest, and what did you end up doing?
Well, I was very young. I was only 7 years old when he passed away. So, of course, I was still really a little too young to sort of comprehend and understand exactly what happened. But as I started to get a little bit older, I just realized and started to get a little intrigued as to, well, if he was passed away, how did my mom see him after he passed away? And, of course, you know, I missed him, and I personally wanted to see him. So I was always looking into, well, were there ways that I could contact him or, you know, sort of get to see him? And, you know, unfortunately, I came to the assumption that he's not around. He's not a ghost. He's not haunting a particular house. So there's no way I can really do that. You know, he's where he should be, and you know, I'm okay with that. But like I said, it came a lot from movies, books, documentaries on TV, that old TV show called Sightings.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I used to watch that, like, religiously and stuff like that. So, it just came from that, and it just sort of kept building up and building up, and I was always interested in it, especially from what my mom told me. And she knows that she wasn't asleep she wasn't medicated or any of that other kind of stuff that some skeptics in my own family have asked. She knows she was awake, and I believe her. She's not the type of person that would especially lie about something like that.
Of course not.
But like I said, the first experience at Fort George really set me going. And I mean, I would like to, if there was a ghost like hunting society or something like that, especially around this area, I'd love to be able to go on an investigation with them.
Actually, there is.
Oh, there is.
I didn't even know that. We had them on a couple of weeks ago. In fact, I'll send you their contact information.
Oh, I'd appreciate that. Thank
I will send you that. What are they called? The Niagara? Something in Niagara Paranormal Society. And we had them on a couple of weeks ago, and they're a good bunch, and I'll be glad to send you the information.
Oh, I'd appreciate it, because I'd like to get over my fear, because it's one of my few fears that is just anything that I know I can't touch or see, as a lot of people are. You know, it's just something that I'd like to get over, and it's something so interesting to me. Like, I have videos upon videos upon videos of it, and books and books and books. And, you know, I just like to get over that fear. I mean, I've gone to Fort George numerous times, even by myself at nighttime. just to try, you know, especially walking around the grounds and stuff like that, just to see if something would happen. Unfortunately, not that much did, but you know, I'd like to get over that.
Now, tell me, have you ever used a Ouija board at home or at Fort George? And if so, what did you find?
Well, I did use it one time, and it was sort of a weird experience. I didn't use it at Fort George. Actually, a lot of the staff there don't encourage it, and they don't really welcome it. So, you know, we usually try not to, you know, pee off our bosses and stuff like that. So, I didn't use it there. But one night, me, my brother, my girlfriend, and his girlfriend decided that we wanted to pull it out and see if we could, you know, find anything. And we got a couple little things. One was of a young child who was murdered by his father. Another one, and of course, these are all stories. And I've never really been the biggest believer in the Ouija. It's just you got to have so much trust for the people that are in the group.
Yes.
And at the time, one of the people I didn't really trust as far as would be, you know, trustworthy enough to be moving around the glass or anything like that. But some information came out about my girlfriend's grandfather. And this is information that he's passed away now. He's been passed away for a while. And it was information that only she knew. And she swears to me that she didn't, you know, push the glass to the letters to spell out certain things. Or anything like that. But it came up with a lot of information, especially about him being in a wheelchair. So that's something I didn't know at the time, especially my boy or my brother and, you know, his girlfriend wouldn't have known. So that was one of the weird experiences with that anyways.
1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. Jay Cairns is our special guest. And if you'd like to give us a call, if you'd like to share a paranormal story with us, if you've had an experience in the Niagara area of Canada, whether it's in St. Catharines and you've been on Queen Street at around 3 o'clock in the morning between Church and St. Paul, and you've seen the Quiss, which is about 12 feet tall, according to some people, or if you remember the poltergeist of 1970, or if you'd like to tell us about your experiences in Niagara-on-the-Lake, maybe you've gone to the Pillar and Post and seen the ghost. Maybe you've gone to the Angel Inn and seen the ghost. Maybe you've been at the Shaw Theater and seen the ghost. Give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. Now, people who have a an interest in the paranormal, like yourself, Where do you get the information now? Where do you go and look for vindication? Because I'm sure that you must at times feel as if people are questioning the reality that you're in.
Well, and I completely understand and respect their, you know, their opinions and stuff like that. And I got to admit that I was kind of like that myself. I had the intrigue. I had the interest in it,
yes.
But I needed something to happen to me, like some sort of proof for something to happen to me, for me to officially say I believe in ghosts. So I understand where they're coming from, but you know, there's just pretty much for me there's nothing that can really be said other than they need to experience it themselves.
What was it like when you heard those footsteps, and you knew that no one was upstairs?
Well, it made my heart stop. I got, like, I know that that's a phrase, but I was frozen stiff in my chair. I really couldn't move. I felt like very alone. I felt obviously completely terrified. Because I knew for a fact. I mean, it's all wooden floors in there. It was quiet. I was just playing solitary. You know, there's no way that someone got in the door, you know, passed me up the wooden stairs and started walking around and then somehow mysteriously vanished when there's no really open windows up there for someone to even try and get out that way. There is a fire escape, but it's alarmed. So, you know, if they would have tried to run out that, we would have heard the alarm and stuff like that. So, I mean, when I was sitting down there and I heard that, and like I said, it happened for about 5 minutes before my friends came in and they started hearing it. So, of course, when they came in, I got a little bit more courageous and wanting to investigate it, but as far as when I was in there by myself, it was just like honestly sheer terror. I really didn't know what to do. I didn't know where it was. Like, I could hear it upstairs. I mean, you know what a footstep is, and you know what a creak is in a wood in a wooden building, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Like, it was solid walking around. I probably wouldn't have really believed it if I didn't hear my friends hearing it. You know, that's what really made it proof for me, was that they heard it. We locked off every exit possible that someone could take. We all went up there. We seen nothing. We checked every corner and inch of that place. Didn't find anything up there. So that was my experience. But, yeah, I got to say, just it was sheer terror, especially that time.
While you were at the fort, did you get reports of from visitors and tourists who said they saw something strange?
I've gotten a few. Some people would come in and ask me, like, what's that? Why is it so dark over in that corner? I'd look over there. It wouldn't be dark anymore. There's been reports of, like, shadows, especially in the lower part of the barracks where the sort of marriage quarters are.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, it's got sheets and stuff like that. People have said they've seen sheets moving. Of course, you can always say there was wind, things like that. People have also said to me they've seen a light behind me. I would turn around. There wouldn't be anything there. Just some weird stuff. People said they heard knocking in the tunnel when they were standing still, and there was no one up in the tower at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, just little things like that. I never really got a lot of it. Most of the people would go to the Friends of Fort George store. And let them know, because they're sort of, or the actual admission sort of office at the front of the fort, and let them know.
How about walking around the fort at night? Did you ever have to walk around at night? And if so, did you ever have any strange experiences?
Cold spots.
Yeah.
There was one time where I actually smelt tobacco, and it wasn't really like there was no one around me, and especially no one smoking around me. And that all took place at the back of the fort. Now, it's summertime, so, but then the cold spots that I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
they were almost, like, when people think of cold, like, I'm saying Arctic cold, like, so cold, like, it gives you goosebumps almost right away. Like, it's there 1 second and then gone. And those were just, that happened maybe one or two times, but, you know, I'm still kind of skeptical about the cold spots myself and things like that. But, you know, again, I keep countering myself, because it's like, if it's July and it's, you know, let's say 23 or 24 degrees Celsius outside, why would it suddenly get cold and then get warm again? But just those kind of things.
Have you gone to the Screaming Tunnel?
No, I haven't, actually. And I've heard so many mixed reports and mixed, you know, stories and things like that about that particular place, that it somewhat has me intrigued, but at the same time I've heard so many people tell me that it's fake and this and that, so it makes me wonder. But I personally haven't been there.
Where would you like to go to investigate hauntings if you had your choice of anywhere in the world?
Well, I was down in Gettysburg mm-hmm. actually this past October. And me and my buddy went out to the field, the main field where the main battle happened, and we went out at nighttime, and we were sort of asking questions and just trying to see if we could see anything, but unfortunately nothing happened. I would assume that places where there were mass amounts of death, you're going to have better chances of finding something or having something happen to you. So, you know, battlefields, things like that, it would sort of, or even museums, because I understand that some ghosts follow certain objects, or, you know, they're connected with something.
Yeah.
So maybe museums and things like that. Again, though, like, I would even love to just go to a house that's reputedly haunted and, you know, go with a team with cameras and stuff like that, and, you know, microphones, and try and find some sort of solid proof that I could put in my VCR or my DVD player and say, like, look, you know, look what we found.
Now, Drummond Hill Cemetery mm-hmm. on Lundy's Lane in Niagara Falls. That was one of the scenes of the most bloodiest battles of the War of 1812.
Yep, it was.
And there, have you gone there at night and just sat there in the moonlight?
I haven't gone there at night. I just recently went there this past summer for the first time. There were some areas of the, mm-hmm. especially the War of 1812, that I had never seen just because of working at Fort George. But, I would imagine just even sitting in a graveyard, not even attributed to a major battlefield, would still be eerie enough. But when you talk about, the bloodiest battle that happened, then, you know. Yeah. I haven't personally done it.
You're in a wonderful area to have an interest in the paranormal. Niagara is very rich in the paranormal. You're right downtown in St. Catharines. You've got the Hits CKTB building is haunted.
It is.
Oh, it truly is. Kyle Upton in his book has an entire chapter on one of the nights we did an interview together and the strange happenings that happened while he was with us. You've got, many of the storefronts on St. Paul Street are haunted. You have the Quiz that goes on Queen Street that has been seen by many people. The Spectre. The St. Catherine Cemetery is said to be haunted. So right within your own footsteps, you have a lot of places that you can check in. Stand by. Jay, you and I have to take our final break for this hour. Still to come, psychic readings by the one and only B. Moray. 1-877-528-8255 is toll free. My name is Rob McConnell, still suffering from that darn cold. And I'll be back on the other side as we continue talking about the strange, the weird, the bizarre in the beautiful region of Niagara, Ontario, Canada. I'll be back on the other side of this break with my special guest, Jay Cairns. Don't go away. Jay Cairns is our special guest. We're talking about the paranormal in Niagara, Ontario, Canada. Also, Jay, I don't know if you know this, but there have also been ghost ships seen off the shores of Port Dalhousie.
And, ghost ships.
Yeah, and there's also apparently an invisible wall that sometimes is in between the U.S. and Canadian side at Niagara-on-the-Lake. So it's a very rich history, and I will be more than happy to put you in touch with the people from the Niagara group that we had on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Great. I'd really appreciate that, Rob.
It's my great pleasure. And one of the best places that we have seen when I was down there and when I was doing some video with the people at CHTV, the old mansion house on William Street is also haunted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of good spirits around there, plus the beer is cold and the wings are good, so you can,
right
can knock off a couple of birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Jay, what would you like to tell people who may be listening tonight who are a little skeptical of the paranormal?
I guess just sort of keep your eyes open. There's nothing really I can really say. It's just, you know, expect the unexpected sort of thing, because that's kind of what happened with me. I wasn't expecting something to happen, and it just happened. Of course, you know, be polite, because I give respect and I understand skeptics and stuff like that, so I would appreciate, you know, the skeptics not to sort of be, you know, badgering on people who believe in these sort of things. So I guess just the best thing I can say is, you know, just keep your eyes open and, you know, hopefully they'll be changed just like I was, because, I mean, no one can tell me differently now.
Seeing is believing, or hearing is believing.
That too. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've been doing this show now since, it's 16 years this year. And one of the things that surprise people when they have their first encounter with the paranormal is that initial contact, that initial surprise, the initial apparition.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's, well, wait a second, that wasn't that bad.
And
it's always the people who are not the people who are not looking for the paranormal experience that have it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again for joining us tonight, Jay. And
thank
I'll
you
be
very
sending
much.
You that information. Great talking to you, and say hi to all the great people in St. Catharines for me.
I will do. Thank you so much, Rob.
So nice talking to you, Jay. Thank you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jay Cairns. Nice young gentleman. I love his approach. Seeing or hearing is believing. So to all you skeptics out there who may not believe that things do return from the other side, or that people do not return from the other side, to let their loved ones know that they're all right and that they can go on with their lives, because one day those on the other side will be greeting us on this side as we make the transition over. When we come back from this commercial break with the news at the top of the hour, I'll be joined by the goddess herself, B. Maro. And we're going to be doing psychic readings, talking about astrology, talking about the paranormal, all this and much more when we return from the news. 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free. And my name is Rob McConnell. This is the X-Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, South America, the Caribbean, the Pacific Rim, 20 Asian countries, and now throughout Europe. I'll be back on the other side as we talk more about the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology right here on the Talkstar Radio Network in the X-Zone.